Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In the pantheon of business literature, Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. By Jim Collins stands out for its insightful analysis and practical insights on organizational transformation. Published in 2001, Collins embarks on a rigorous study to distill what separates truly great companies from the merely good. Through a careful examination of 28 years of data on 1,435 companies, Collins and his research team identify a select group that made a leap from average or below average stock returns to greatly outperforming the market. The book dives into the methodologies, leadership qualities, and strategic practices that mark these companies' journey to greatness, offering actionable lessons for businesses and leaders aiming to make a similar transition. Good to Great is not just a look at the past. It's a guidebook for any organization that aspires to greatness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Level 5 Leadership. At the heart of the transformation from good to great lies the concept of Level 5 Leadership, a term coined by Collins. Level 5 leaders embody a paradoxical mix of personal humility and professional will. They are leaders who don't seek success for their own glorification. Instead, they are driven to elevate their companies to greatness. These leaders are characterized by their modesty, willpower, discipline, and the focus on the success of the organization over their personal gain. The research presented in Good to Great shows the companies that made the leap had leaders who possessed these qualities. Such leaders prioritized the needs of the company, mentoring a successor to ensure the organization's ongoing success, stressing the sustainability of great results beyond their tenure. Secondly, the hedgehog concept. The hedgehog concept is based on an ancient Greek parable that distinguishes between the fox, who knows many things, and the hedgehog, who knows one big thing. In the context of good to great, this concept symbolizes the understanding by great companies of their core competency, what they can be the best in the world at, what drives their economic engine, and what they are deeply passionate about. The magic happens at the intersection of these three dimensions. This clarity and focus enable these companies to surpass their competitors. Collins's research finds that the good to great companies understood and stuck to their hedgehog concept, ensuring that all their efforts were aligned with their core. They resisted the temptation to diverge into areas where they could not be the best, showing discipline to adhere to their central understanding. Thirdly, culture of discipline. Discipline is a fundamental theme that runs throughout Good to Great. It's not about authoritarian governance, but about creating a culture where discipline in thought and action is paramount. This framework allows individuals to have the freedom to act within the bounds of the company's hedgehog concept. Jim Collins argues that, in great companies, this disciplined approach is not enforced by strict rules and regulations, but is part of the organizational fiber. It's about hiring disciplined people who engage in disciplined thought and who take disciplined action. These companies focus on who before what. They get the right people on the bus and the wrong people off the bus before they figure out where the bus is going. This selective and rigorous approach to talent ensures that the team is aligned and capable of executing the company's vision with precision. Fourthly, technology accelerators. Collins introduces the concept of technology accelerators in Good to Great. These are not about blindly adopting the latest technology trends, but using technology as an accelerator of momentum, not a creator of it. Good to Great companies apply technology in a way that is directly linked to their hedgehog concept, thus amplifying their effectiveness. They wait until they understand how a new technology fits into their strategy before adopting it, ensuring that their use of technology is deliberate and impactful. Collins dispels the myth that great companies are always at the forefront of technology adoption. Instead, they are judicious and thoughtful, using technology to support their overarching goals and strategies, thereby sustaining their leap from good to great. Lastly, the flywheel effect. One of the most compelling ideas in Good to Great is the flywheel effect, which illustrates the cumulative process of building momentum. Collins likens this process to pushing a heavy flywheel. At first, pushing it forward requires a lot of effort for little apparent result, but with persistent pushing in a consistent direction, the wheel begins to turn faster and with less effort until it reaches a breakthrough momentum. This metaphor describes how good to great companies build success. There's no single defining action, no grand program, no one killer innovation that turns them from good to great. Instead, it's a series of consistent steps and actions, all aligned with their core principles, that accumulate to produce a significant breakthrough. The flywheel effect emphasizes the importance of patience, persistence, and discipline in achieving great results. In conclusion, Jim Collins' Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't, offers invaluable insights for business leaders, managers, and anyone aspiring to transform an organization from mediocrity to excellence. Its exploration of key themes like Level 5 leadership, the hedgehog concept, the culture of discipline, the strategic use of technology, and the flywheel effect provides a comprehensive framework for understanding what differentiates great companies from the rest. This book is particularly beneficial for those in leadership positions seeking to cultivate a culture of excellence and sustainability in their organizations. By applying Collins' principles, readers can navigate their companies toward lasting greatness, making Good to Great not just a roadmap for corporate success, but a beacon for personal leadership development as well. If you would like to support Jim Collins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.